Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight we'll be looking at God's word. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to the pastorate. Thank you so much. God bless you, sirs, for this opportunity to share God's word. Amen. All right. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. For the entrance of your word brings light. And this, your light shines on our lives. It causes our paths to beam with light. Everyone around us, our sphere of influence, everyone is blessed by this light. Because as much as the impact is made in our lives, it's not for our own consumption. It's to lighten, it's to bring light and life to lives around us. Thereby spreading your word and causing there to be a change all around us for your glory, for your glory, for your glory. Thank you, mighty God, as we eat your word, let our lives be transformed. Let our lives be blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight we'll be looking at God's word. I'll be speaking on discovering my purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. Discovering my purpose and destiny. Praise God. We'll be looking at our anchor scripture is taken from Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, 10 to 16 and verse 20. Praise God. Discovering my purpose and destiny. There are five top questions. These top five questions will help us to succeed in life if we can answer them very well. Praise God. Amen. Amen. These top five questions will help us to succeed in looking at how to discover our purpose and destiny. Number one is, who am I? Praise God. Number one is, who am I? If we can answer that, it counts. Number two question is, where am I from? Praise God. Number three is, why am I here? Number four question, what can I do? And the fifth one is, where am I going? If you look at these questions, they are all addressing a problem. Each of them, they are addressing a problem. Amen. So the first one is an identity problem that it's addressing. Amen. I must know who I am. Praise God. I cannot come out and they ask me, who are you? What's your name? And I say, my name is Divine Odubanjo. No, that would be wrong. Praise the Lord. Because that's not who I am. Right? I cannot come out and they ask, who are you? And I say, my name is Rita. Rita Efiong. That would be wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Tony, who are you? Who are you? Eh? You are Tony. So, if you come out and you say you are Jumbo, I will be amazed. I will be wondering. I will need to check very well. Praise God. So, that addresses identity problem. Who are we? Who are you? Who am I? The second one addresses the issue of heritage or source. Where am I from? Where am I from? The third one addresses the issue or the problem of purpose. Purpose. Why am I here? Purpose. The fourth one, what can I do, addresses the issues of potentials, skills, gifts. Temuloluwa can play the drums. Temuloluwa can run. Temuloluwa can play football. Hallelujah. So, gifts, potentials, skills. Hallelujah. And the fifth one, where am I going, addresses the issues or the problems of goals, focus, to what end? Amen. So let's see. Philippians chapter 3, from 10 to 16, and then 20. I'm reading from the NLT, and it says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Okay, this was Paul talking here. I think it was the Old King James that says, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. So, but the NLT says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death. 11, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. 15. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. 16. But we must hold on to the progress we have already made. Hallelujah. Now let's go to 20. It says, but we are citizens of heaven. These verses that we are reading addresses these items that I named here. Number 1 to 5. If you are listening very well and you're reading with me, you would have seen that all of these have been addressed. Talking about heritage, talking about identity, who we are in Christ, talking about purpose, talking about potentials, and now it's talking about the goal. 20 says, but we are citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. We are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we'll also look at Philippians chapter 2, but I'm coming to that. You see, I'm learning, a certain man taught us something, I think last week or the week before. And I'm learning to, even with few scriptures, study so much in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. The number one thing I said was, who am I? I said it's an identity problem, right? Now, when you talk about identity problem, identity problem is the reason why you have people doing all manner of crazy things today in the world. Amen? People doing all manner of crazy things just to prove that they are aligned with a brand. Just to prove that they are aligned with a brand. Identity problem. Identity problem. So you have people who... Okay, let me give one of the practical examples that I can give locally here. Let me not go too far. You know, in life, there's nothing that is new. Things will always rain. Things will rain again. I remember when growing up back in the 80s, we were told about, how many of us know the weir they call Baba was a rolling stone? How many of us know it? Baba was a rolling stone. Ah. Okay. How many of us know, what do you call it now? This one that has like a bell, that the bottom is that type that Desola Awari likes to wear now. That the bottom is big, but the top is tiny. You know those trousers. The bottom is very big, labu labu, you know, but you know, the top is tiny. You know it now, ba? In the 80s, what we used to call it is Baba was a rolling stone, because as you're moving, as you're walking, that thing is almost like it's gathering all the, it can pick all the dirt and all that. That's what we used to call it. But there was a time that it resurfaced again. I think around the 2000s, and it was a different name entirely. So there's nothing new. Even of recent, I saw it again. It surfaced again. Sometimes when they want to do old school day and all that, that's what you see people wear. So there's nothing that is new. Our fathers wore them. Our fathers used them. Our fathers knew them. I was driving past, I can't remember, was it around Surulere one day, and I saw the very old 404. How many of us know 404? 404. Used to be pickup, but there's the, I'm not talking of the pickup time, the one that I say, I saw it, I just remembered. That car rained in the 80s. And the guy was just cruising, and just, you know, everybody was just turning and just looking at it. We have those old Benz that you see, and you're like, wow, you know. So there's nothing new. But like I said, aligning with brands, identity problem is the reason why so many people do crazy things. Not too long ago, there's this hair that rained. What's the name again? This hair that everybody was dying to have. What's that hair now? Ah, starring me. Eh? Not Brazilian. There's this one. Bond Street. Yes. Brother Toby. Yes. Bond Street. So a lady went to the market to go steal Bond Street. She wanted it because she wanted to belong. She wanted to show that she's trending with people that are trending. You don't have the money. You don't want to throw your face. You don't want to barb low cut. She went to the market to steal Bond Street. She was caught and was, you know what happens in the market. Highly embarrassed. Only to find out that she's a mother of three. Who are you trying to impress? So people do all manner of crazy things. If she had succeeded in stealing it, she would come out and then she will, you know, when she goes around, she will wear, you know, she won't. That's when they don't. Those are the kind of people that like to use their head to demonstrate. When you ask the police, I'm looking for Ojuola, but I say, okay, when you go, like, they use their head to demonstrate because they want you to see the bone straight. I must trend. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So identity problem is the reason why people do a man of crazy things. We've heard of LGBTQ and so many things. So many people can't even take a stand. Why? Because of identity problem. People don't even know who they are. I heard of someone who transformed himself and now, well, sometimes you can't even know when to use he or she or for them again. Now he wants to, or she wants to come back, wants to return back. That's difficult. Damage that's been done. Identity problem. If we know and understand what the scripture tells us that about who we are in Christ, we'll be okay. Praise God. He made us beautiful in his what? Image and likeness. So you're like God. I don't need to be like any other person. I don't want to be like anybody. I'm just okay being like God. Praise God. Then the number two, if you don't know your source, you will be lost. You know, number two addresses the problem of source, heritage. If you don't know your source, where you are from, you'll be lost. And if you think you are that man or that woman that is from Ogbomosho, you are so wrong. That's not your source. Amen. God is our source. We came from him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made us in his own image and likeness. I was somewhere one day, my wife and I, and then somebody was trying to bring this barakbot thing, and you know, we don't buy it at all. So the person was trying to talk, and this, that, you're a bad person. My wife just shot the person and said, listen, I've met most of the one most wonderful Yoruba people you can ever imagine. And we started, I just removed that thing. I said, remove that nonsense from your head. Because ethnicity is part of the reason why people would not obey what the scripture says. Because some people, when the Bible says, show love to one another, love for your neighbor and love for God, many people will like, okay, except if somebody who speaks the same language with me, I cannot, you know. The way you talk about brother, this is your brother, that is your brother. It's the person that speaks the same language that they want to. No, it's not about that. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying it because I'm in church or because pastor is here. And that was the very example that my wife and I used in talking with the person, shutting the person down. The Durowo Jews are one of the most wonderful family that have been a great blessing and influence to our lives. And I'm proud to say it anywhere, anytime, any day. Hallelujah. They don't speak the same language with me, but it really doesn't matter. Hallelujah. In fact, if you follow the scriptures very well, you will understand where the Bible says that a friend in time of need is far better than a brother that is afar off. Hallelujah. So, ethnicity, don't play that card at all. Your source, we are all from Zion. We are all from the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. He gave us Zoe. He gave us his life. And that's what we carry. We carry his DNA. So I'm not going to express love or show mercy or show whatever affiliation because that person speaks my dialect. No. But because we were born of the same source, we were born of the same father, we were born of the blood that connects us. You know, most time people say blood is thicker than water. What they are referring to is because we are born of the same parents. If you say blood is thicker than water, and I agree with you, it's because we share the same blood that birthed us. Hallelujah. And that's the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You'll be lost in the crowd if you don't know your source. If you don't know your heritage, you'll be lost in the crowd. Hallelujah. Number three, if you don't know who you are and where you are from, you will never find your purpose in life. If you don't know who you are and where you are from, you will never find your purpose in life. So, remember number three addresses the issue. Number three says, why am I here? Why am I here? Shortly before we moved from where we were living before, there's this joint that was open very close to our place. And you see all manner of people who, in the morning, they never break. They started with drinking. And they will stay there and drink till midnight. Sometimes past 12, they are still there. I'm like, what a life. So I was talking with one day, and I gave him an invitation. I was talking with one day. I said, Bros, leave that in. I go to church. He was telling me, he said, Bros, I go to church. He said, leave this thing I'm doing. You know, I'm just coming out so that I'll just remove some things from my mind just to ease stress. Like, really? He said, yes, it's just to ease stress. Hang out with friends, make friends, and all that. From morning till night. There are things we do and we think it's just a waste of time. It's not just a waste of time. It's not just a waste of time. It's a waste of life. Because time itself is life. Hallelujah. Time itself is life. So I was telling someone, I said, it's time for you to take your phone and begin to delete some numbers from your phone. Because they are not just time wasters, they are life wasters. They will waste your life. You don't need certain people within your sphere of influence. Because they will just waste your life. You think they're wasting your time. Wait for me, I'm coming. Wait for me, I'm coming. And then you are there wasting all the time and waiting, and they never come. And when they come, all they say is just useless things that's not taking you anywhere. They are time wasters, they are life wasters. Do away with them, call them off. Hallelujah. And align yourself with people who are going somewhere, people who would add value to your life, people who would make meaning in your life. Hallelujah. You will never find your purpose in life if you don't know why you are here. Why are we really here? God is almighty. We know that. We are extensions of him. So, remember the Bible says, you are like Christ. As he is, so are you. Remember? So, if Christ was on earth right now, what would he be doing? Are you doing the things Christ would do if he was here? So we are Christ's. We are his own. We belong to him. And he told us, he said, greater things. What are the things he did? And he told us, he said, greater things we will do. You have not even turned water to wine. You want to raise the dead. Greater things you will do. And we are supposed to really be doing all that. Teaching his word, raising, doing miracles. It's normal. It should be normal. There's nothing very special about it. Because where the word of God is, there are manifestations of his power. Amen. And true, as little as Desola Kewa and Wairi, they should, even in class, pray for someone, a classmate who has headache, and the person should be healed. The person should be fine. Praise God. There's no big deal about that. Amen. Somebody's walking past and the person faints in front of this thing. It's not for colleagues to shout and say, ah, pastor, wherever you are, please come. Someone is dying here. No. You pray for the person. You don't need pastor to be around. You are God's outstretched arm at that moment. Do it. Praise God. So, Philippians chapter 2. Let's see from verse 12 to 16. I'm reading from the NLT also. 12 to 16. It says, dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining. Remember what Pastor said just now. Do everything without complaining. Amen. Or arguing. Just obey as unto the Lord. Amen. So that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. He didn't say there won't be bad people around. He didn't say there won't be people who will want to influence you or do all manner of negative things. He didn't say that. They will be there. Even Isaiah said it. He said, the earth will be filled with gross darkness. But even in that gross darkness, I'll be your shining light. He said, even in the midst of perverse people, in the midst of crooked people, be that light, that bright light that shines so bright that draws people to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hold firm, 16, hold firmly to the word of life. Then on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So number 4 says, don't let challenges judge your abilities and potentials. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when people come across challenges, they begin to complain. Oh, why am I? I know someone who, any small thing, she will say, ah, this was what my life was before calamity of life came upon me. That's what she used to say. I say, you are using your word, your mouth, to heap things on yourself. When we come across, he didn't tell us that we won't come across challenges or situations. When we come across situations, that's not the time to heap things on yourself and begin to say, ah, why am I like this? Why is my life like this? And blah, 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 and all that. No. Hallelujah. You can talk your way to victory. Amen. You can talk your way to victory. I just failed an exam. And so what? The next thing I should be saying is, I am smart. I know I'm blessed. I have the mind of Christ and all that. I know that because I failed an exam, and then the next thing I'm thinking of is, oh, God is wicked. Oh, suicide is the next thing. No. I'm smart. I have the mind of Christ. Of course, that exam does not tell the entire capacity that I carry. Praise God. You are smart. You are smart. Amen. You are smart. They can't measure your intelligence. You must have that consciousness, and you must say it to yourself. Practice standing before the mirror and talking to yourself. You are beautiful. You look good. So that when you come out, somebody just says, I better come out. We'll tell you, say you're fine. You won't be feeling depressed. Remember when the kids were growing up? You know the way children used to report? Why we say, can we say my head is like this? Can we say, why we say this? I say, is that what you are? Is that who you are? No. When she says that, tell her who you are, what you really are. I'm beautiful. I'm beautifully made. When they were young, I remember Kewe, she didn't used to have hair in front here. Sometimes I used to yell at her, say, now you have hair, you won't let me rest. You're just throwing your hair everywhere. Amen. Amen. Sometimes threaten the devil. Let the devil know who you are. Let the devil know that you know who you are. Praise the Lord. It's not only in church or Sunday that we just jump and sing, I know who I am. If you really know who you are, say it to the devil. Praise God. Say it to the devil. I'm a champion. I'm blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say it. And the more you say it, the more it boosts your confidence. The more you recognize and the more you are glorifying God, because you know. And that's the truth. There's so much that he deposited on your inside. The earth has not seen all that is in you. How many of us ever bought a car, refrigerator, fan, phone, or any equipment, freezer, whatever? How many of us, at least phone, we bought phones? Eh? How many of us read the manual? Eh? Praise God. When you buy phone especially, and you look at the manual first, only if at night we are wonderful people. You will carry the phone. Everybody knows how to own the phone by this, even without looking at the manual. Abby? First, you charge it. Nobody will tell you. You didn't even read the manual to obey charging the user. I know, as if you are the manufacturer. So you carry the phone and you charge it yourself. Before the thing is even full, you have put on the thing and start configuring and doing all the things, setting and all that. I don't set phones. I just give it to Mrs. Sash to do. She is an expert. As if now she assists the manufacturer. So she just, you know. And so what most of us do is we just go, even some things, you just skip. Even the manual, you won't look, now the one when it concerns you, when they're pressing, you won't even bother looking at it. Say, I beg not to do this. Some of you, if you've had 5 phones, there are like 7 manuals there. You're just storing, keeping them there, just in case something goes wrong. But never reading it, just leaving it there. Hallelujah. Where am I going? Man's opinion doesn't mean nothing to me. Praise the Lord. The person who made me is the one who has a say over me. There are things that will go wrong with that equipment you bought. If you ask the manufacturer or if you go to the manual, you will see the solution. So don't let anybody tell you or talk you down. I say, I beg. Now, son, they do one of the go church and I go see and want to go to. No. So when you go about proclaiming and saying it, I am blessed of the Lord. If when people mock you, say it louder. I'm greatly blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because that's who you truly are. You can't come to the manufacturer of a phone and be talking down the phone and say, no, this phone does not have capacity to do this. This phone is a useless phone. If the person come out and tell you what the phone can do, even yourself, you'll begin to repent. Do you know that just like your phone, just like the fan, the freezers, your car, whatever equipment that you buy, that's how we are. Amen. God made us in his image and likeness. Do you know when a manufacturer makes a product, the last thing the manufacturer would do is what? The very last thing. After the thing has been tested, proven, and everything, the last thing they put on it is the logo. The brand logo. So sometimes when you see some people go to the market, say, like they used to say during the there's this advert that say, if it's not Panadol, it cannot be like Panadol. If you like, make it look like Tecno. If it's not Tecno, it's not Tecno. If you like, let it look like Ferrari. If it's not Ferrari, it's not Ferrari. Let it look like LG. Say, this TV, this AC, be like LG. You know, just that's what LG design they be. If it's not LG, it's not LG. You never see the one where Igbo people make. Come about, you will see. You will see the exact replica. Somebody was telling someone, they say, this is your shirt. If I wear it, but if you see the original, you will know. Come to Abba, you will be surprised. That thing that you have that is a designer, they will make it. The only thing is that they may not have the logo, but they will produce it for you. And that's when you go to market, especially the Igbo part. When you go to market, they tell you, say, come. When you say, the thing you are looking for, even though it has not entered the market, they say, come, you will see it. Yeah, really, you will see it. They have produced it. Even before the thing land. But the only thing is that is the alternative, is the inferior that they have. But we are original, originally made by God, by his hand. David said, your hand has made me, fashioned me. Do you know what that means? God took time in making you. So the way you are, there are no two you. You are just original. You are peculiar. You are unique. And Peter also said it. He said, we are wonderful. We are precious. And he said, we are unique. Hallelujah. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. There's something special about you that no one else is like that. I'm special. Tell yourself, I'm special. I'm special. God's logo is on me. I am originally made. I'm beautifully made. I'm wonderfully made. I carry his DNA. Hallelujah. That's who we are. God finished this product and put his logo, his life in us and say, this is my brand. Let me tell you, when a company puts their logo on something, you know what it means? You know what it's telling you? Pastor, I think it was Pastor NY that taught us some time ago, long ago, when he was talking about warranty and guarantee. When a company puts their logo on something and they put a warranty, you know what they're telling you? Go. You have our trust. If anything is wrong with it, bring it. We will replace it. Because our name is on it. That our name is our trust, and everything we represent, we will not fail. We will deliver. If it means changing it, if it means giving you an alternative, whatever replacement, we will. Our name is on it. God's name is on you. Hallelujah. He didn't just give his son to die so that his blood will wash us and cleanse us from sin. Not only that, there's an exchange that took place. We died and resurrected. And so the life we now live is the life of Christ. Not our own life anymore. And that's the reason why you see that people who used to do all manner of sinful things before, when they encounter Christ, they cannot continue in that again. Why? Because the life that is on the inside right now is that of Christ. I once had a friend who said, each time I think of smoking, I just can't. He says, since he gave his life to Christ, he just couldn't. Each time he thinks about it, it's like something pricks him on the inside. He just can't. That is the life of Christ. Hallelujah. That same life is the reason why you cannot go into your house. I was last night, something happened. If you want Mrs. Sajere before to give you her ATM card, her PIN code and everything, just show him cockroach in the room. Yesterday I hear, bah, bah, bah. I said, waiting, who will be carpenter there? She said, what's happening? She the key cockroach. I said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This same life gives us boldness to crush fear, to overcome all manner of things. Amen. We know who we are. Seth man taught us some time ago something. He said, what thing you carry? Hallelujah. We know who we are in Christ. The devil cannot terrorize you and bamboozle you with all manner of... Some people, once you just see a shadow, say, hey, they want to call the next person. No. No, I know who I am. I know who I am. Hallelujah. So there's no one that can stop you because you are more than enough. Hallelujah. No one can stop you. You are more than enough. Praise God. We understand that the desire of everyone is to succeed, is to live a life of success. So success is predicated and is predictable, sorry, and so is failure. Success is predictable and so is failure. So if we just do the things, the necessary things that were counted, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I from? Where am I going? We will be able to live a life fulfilling our purpose and destiny and bringing glory to God. Amen. So we're saying that God designed me. God designed you. God designed us to succeed. We are a special design. There are no two you, like I said. The life you carry itself is evidence, is this logo, is the spirit in you. So you cannot fail. I entered a car once and I was traveling. And one woman was saying that, hey, we never pray. I said, madam, nothing will happen here. I don't even need to pray. Nothing will happen here. This car is going to our destination. I am here. Praise God. You should get to that level where you know that you are not ordinary. Hallelujah. I have a date with destiny. I can't die anyhow. I know that. Definitely not by accident. Amen. So when you sit in church and hear pastor teach, you should be tapping your own. Pastor said he has had an accident how many times? At least 2 times. Abi? Yeah. Does that look like a life? That is, so they say a cat has 9 lives, right? Do you know how many lives we get? Unlimited. Hallelujah. Our lives are unlimited. I had an accident once in Unilag. Before I know the car, some assault was on top of the plant in the middle pavement. And all that. And the first thing that came to my mind, I remembered pastor's testimony. And I said, I can't die. Definitely not like this. Praise the Lord. It's not the time to begin to panic. And you say, you begin to even make devil gain confidence. Devil could take pride in what happened to you. You say, hey, my family people, they have come. Hey, it's for my mother's side, for my father. No, shut up. Don't give the devil reasons to. In fact, it is what the devil often do. Say, only you won't make devil to take glory. Say, hey, they have come. Oh, they have come. Oh, hey, my family people. Oh, hey, and I saw it happen for my family. Shut up. The Bible says, the blessings of Abraham, they are ours. Hallelujah. Why are you picking the curses? You say, ah, that's what the curse also person for Bible. Now that one now you see. You not see the blessings. So we should aim for the blessings. Hallelujah. If we must fulfill purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet. Let's rise up on our feet. We have to live our lives to fulfill purpose and destiny. There is a finish line and we will finish strong. Hallelujah. We need to grow to that point where we mind our own business. Stop focusing on just my desktop. You need to dig deep to my hard drive to know all that I carry, all that I'm that is deposited within me, all that I contain, all that I have, my capacity. Beyond the desktop, beyond the surface, you need to dig deep to my hard drive to know all that I carry. Hallelujah. And you need to start thinking in that dimension also. I carry something. I carry grace. I carry God on my inside, and so nothing can happen to me. No power can take my life. No sickness can pull me down. Nothing, no failure comes near my dwelling. I am Christ's. I'm the property of Christ. I'm God's property. I'm God's son. I'm the son of the living God, and I carry his life on my inside. That life, that Zoe is in me. Hallelujah. Come on, begin to talk to him tonight. Lord, thank you for the potentials, for the things you have blessed me with. Thank you for my life. Thank you for all you've done. for me. Oh, le mahanda vaga de shada do saraya. Hey, he didn't give you this life when you just got born again. He did it even before you knew him. He knew you were coming. There was a prepared plan. He made this plan very long ago, even before we encountered Christ. Hey, la mande viga dado shada de ya. Palavrana mande vika baradoros. Elebrino sumtayana mande ya de shada da. God had me in mind already, even before I came forth. He said to Jeremiah, he said, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. They never born that person when he would talk me down and say, and talk, look at me and say, no, you're not fine, or this is wrong with you. They never born him. Because I know who I am. I know what I am. I know what I carry. If the Almighty Christ could go to the cross and die for me, there's something very special. And if you can't see it, you are too blind. I am loaded with all blessings. I'm loaded with all blessings. Lefina makaba da des. Elevreno sotalabande rimondo vrono no sharadia. Elevreno mondo proto poco sumderica barado soria. Ele de bo sharada. Everybody comes to earth. Ele parado sharade. But you alone decide how much you get manifested here on earth. Ele mande vreno no sotali baradesha. As we walk with God, the Father about Sharadea, more and more, more and more, more and more is revealed through us. The friend Kopa Dadadesh, and the friend of Mokopa and the man the Vida Badadosoria. We will live this life to glorify Him, to bless His name. Oh, La Mande Vina no Saraya de Sharada. Our lives will be an evidence of His word. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.